0.4 or higher. And so it's a good screening tool because sometimes people don't realize that they have a fever, and then that can actually catch some folks so that they don't enter a building if they do actually have COVID.
I guess I've been told that some people could have the COVID and not have a fever.
That is true. Right. Yeah, which is why we encourage people to just monitor for any symptoms that would be out of the ordinary for them. But that is just one tool that businesses are using that many people do have fevers associated with COVID. And especially early on, we saw that that was the fact. So, well, I'm going to jump into the vaccine, just kind of let you know where we're sitting at the moment. The state health department has a good website. It's called mostopscovid.com. And we are basically sharing that out on all of our social media platforms because it answers a lot of those frequently asked questions. And it's a good resource just to let everybody know kind of what, I guess, the vaccines that are available. There's Pfizer, there's Moderna, and then AstraZeneca is following closely behind. I don't believe it has been approved yet, but it is certainly in the testing process at this moment. So currently, that website has a great site for people that just have basic questions about what it is, the safety, the effectiveness, the priority groups, and then it's also got a good site for vaccinators. And of course, it is all public facing, and so anybody can access the entire website. And it's basically a really good resource to let everybody know what's going on. It is updated very frequently, so anytime new information becomes available, it's available on that website. So kind of what we're looking at right now is that as a state, we have, the state has set priority groups, and we're currently in what's called 1A. And so that's our patient-facing healthcare workers and our long-term care nursing home facilities. So at the moment, there is Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both in the state of Missouri. Locally, we are seeing largely Moderna. That's what our Cox Health has. Mercy has the Pfizer product. And then I'm not sure which ones the state health, or excuse me, the long-term cares are getting. That's going to probably depend on who's giving them that vaccine.
Did you say that Cox had Moderna?
They do have Moderna, mm-hmm. And so that's what's being given to their healthcare workers. So as a state, we'll be working through these priority groups together. We've been told that it won't be a county by county moving through the priority groups. It will be as a state, we have to move through these together. So we basically have the 1A, the 1B, then we have 2 and 3. And so what we have been told is that really we basically an effort of this magnitude has never been undertaken. And so in combination with the sheer volume of people that will want a vaccine and what is produced at the moment, we are unsure of how long it will take to get through each of these priority groups. So at the health department, we do not have any vaccines at this point in time. Just because, like I said, the production is ramping up. We anticipate to see that later in January, which is when we'll jump in and help with the vaccination efforts as well. So basically, we have to get to the 1A first, which is our forward-facing, patient-facing healthcare workers. It's going to be our nursing homes, long-term care facilities. 1B then jumps into our first responders. It jumps into our essential workers. And also, it jumps into individuals that are considered high risk, so chronic conditions, 65 and older. And so then we go into the following groups. So we have been told to kind of gear up for just general public vaccinations late spring is the timeline that we have been told to gear up for, just based upon the estimate of how long it will take to get through the 1A, the 1B. So at this moment, we are planning very heavily. Most of our staff's time, if they're not working cases, is basically put into the planning process. It is basically too heavy a lift for any one organization to do all on their own. And so we are partnering very heavily with the task force that includes our first responders, our healthcare partners. Most of our jurisdictions are involved. We've got emergency management there as well. So basically, as a county, we're working to plan this vaccination effort together. I do foresee basically anybody associated with Cox or Mercy or a healthcare system such as that will be vaccinated by their healthcare system. And so I really foresee our efforts in the vaccination piece to jump in closer to that 1B, maybe catching some of those individuals that were not covered by a healthcare system in 1A. and then us jumping very heavily into the 1B piece. So really that's probably going to happen more towards mid to the end of January is kind of what we're anticipating. We are planning on getting Moderna at the health department, just because you can order smaller amounts of that. And then also it is easier as far as like the handling of it. You don't have to have the ultra cold freezers. There's not as much a process that goes into handling it overall. So that is a two-dose series, and they're 28 days apart. So that is what we're anticipating at the health department.
The Moderna is a two-dose?
Mm-hmm. Yep, both Moderna and Pfizer are two-dose series.
Okay.
And I believe Pfizer is, I want to say, 17 to 21 days, I believe. And then the Moderna is 28 days. So that is what we are gearing up for. There's still a lot that is unknown, and it still changes. We learn new information every single week. Really, every single day, we're learning more and more about it. And so we have not seen very many health departments across the state that have received vaccine to point. There have been a few, and they are typically in counties where they don't have healthcare systems that are covering those healthcare workers. So we're just hanging tight to see when the Moderna is actually available for ordering for us. Any questions? And that's a lot of information to throw out there.
So our hospitals have received some of the Moderna now. But am I understanding that there's not been any started giving to the nursing homes yet?
So my understanding is that a good chunk of the vaccine across the state is going to nursing homes. Nursing homes had the option to sign up with CVS, Walgreens, or a pharmacy of their choosing to get vaccinated. So realizing that the sheer number of people that are going to need to be vaccinated in that 1A, they were the state was trying to spread out resources as to who all could vaccinate. So they did open that up to those pharmacies to help with the long-term cares, nursing homes, assisted living facilities. And so I am not for sure which company our nursing homes chose to go with, but my understanding is that they should be, if they have not already in the process of, they should be in the near future. And, of course, keeping in mind that, Moderna was approved, a week ago, pretty much. It started shipping about a week ago. And so we're still very early on in this process, and there's a lot to be determined yet as far as the timing and then that sort of thing. Can I answer any other questions for you?
They were addressing this as one question, I don't know. After you get the vaccine, and if it, after you have the second dose, then the question was asked, could you still be a carrier to others that don't have it?
And I would defer you to the website on that, because I know that is one of those frequently asked questions, and that's going to be the best source for that answer, and I can be sure we can pull it and send it your way.
Mm-hmm. The way I understood is they didn't know at this time.
Gotcha. I'll see what I can find.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think, according to somebody that's pretty high up with the nursing homes in the area, January 4th is when they're going to get their first doses.
That's excellent.
For the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
have
you.
A good one.
Agreement for the Public Administrator's Office, bond number 20-135. I have a letter dated December 23rd, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. This is a agreement by and between Connell Insurance Incorporated in Taney County.
Move to approve the agreement for Public Administrator's Office bond by and between Taney County and Connell Insurance Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Economic Development Project Contract number 20, or Contract 2021 number 20-137, County Commission.
Same as previous years. Move to approve the agreement by and between Grants and Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. White River Valley Historical Society Incorporated, 2021, number 20-136, County Commission.
It also is pretty much the same as what we had before.
Correct.
Yes.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
Move to approve the agreement between the White River Valley Historical Society and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Municipal Parking Garage Contract Documents, number 21-134, County Commission.
Do you need to speak on it, or you?
Only if there's any questions.
I don't have any.
I don't.
Other than the fact it says municipal. In our...
Other than the fact, then, what did you say, sir?
It says municipal under our agenda, agendized items, but it doesn't say that in the contract. So.
It doesn't, yeah, okay.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Carson Mitchell Incorporated for parking garage rehabilitation.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And Jason, refresh my memory. When is that expected to start the work?
I would anticipate it early next year, probably sometime in January. We're going to have a pre-construction conference tomorrow with the contractor, and they'll give us a finalized schedule at that. pre-construction conference. Primarily, they've got to cast the new double T beams there in Springfield, and so that'll be the driver for the schedule. I'll bring that tomorrow to the meeting. We'll be able to get the commission update after that.
Thank you.
Board appointments for the Senior Citizen Tax Board. Discussion of the Taney County Recycling Center, number 20-107, Roden Bridge.
Good morning. The city of Branson did not renew their contract with Greenway. Therefore, we will need to put a RFP out, a request for proposal, which I've already got prepared. But we'll need to do that and get whomever's going to be interested in supplying the equipment and trailers and the balers, baling wire, etc. And with my understanding, we only have to put that out for maybe a week, 2 weeks, and see who we get, and then come back for a recommendation.
I guess go Nikki. Okay.
And you've got an application out for a worker to oversee the recycle center.
Yeah.